Hello, my name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast today, and I want you to stay tuned today because we have a wonderful message that God has given us, and I want to talk about who was that fourth man in the fire. God bless you today. I want you to stay tuned, but first I want to pray with you before we get into the Word of God. Lord, touch hearts. And let the people know there's nothing too hard for you, that all things are possible if we can only believe. And Lord, like we saw that old-time evangelist had on his tractor and trailers, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Let us know today, Lord, all we need is faith in you, for you are a miracle-working God. You love us, and you come down, sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for us, that we can have salvation, the greatest miracle of all. Bless today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, the key part of my scripture I want to read out of the book of Daniel. And I want to start reading in the third chapter of the book of Daniel, and I want to read verse 23 on through the rest of this. And I want you to stay with me. Most of you know this scripture by heart, but I want you to hear what God has for us today. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and said to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the king counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor the hair of their heads singed, nor their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Today I want to give you a little background of this. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem had been overrun by King Nebuchadnezzar, and these three young Hebrew men were carried off into captivity into Babylon. And you see, even though they were carried off into captivity into Babylon, their bodies were carried off, but let me tell you, their hearts and their souls still belonged to God. And Babylon was a great city. The Bible tells us it had walls that was 300 feet high, walls so thick that 8 chariots could run abreast on it. And they had a great temple of Baal whose flames could be seen worshiping this idol Baal. Their flames could be seen above this high wall, and they would strangle their animal sacrifice, and then they would eat the meat. But as you remember reading Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, they wouldn't have any part of this food offered to idols, and because they stayed away from it at the end of the testing time, and they ate what God laid on their heart, and nothing that was offered to idols, the Bible says they looked better, and they was 10 times smarter and wiser than anybody else in the realm. Let me tell you, if you want to be blessed of God, you leave the things of the idols and the devil worshiping alone, and God will make you smaller too, let me tell you. And Nebuchadnezzar, he had conquered a lot of countries, and he'd went into these places, and he'd burnt their temples down, and he carried their gods back to Babylon. But let me tell you something. When he got to Jerusalem, and he burnt the temple down, and he destroyed the temple, he couldn't find their God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He couldn't find their God, because, see, God is not a God of idols, something that made with hands. He is God Almighty. There is none like him. And so I'm sure that Nebuchadnezzar had tried all these other gods, but you see, there was no power in these gods. So he decided to make a god of himself. He made this great big statue of himself. I think it was about 102 foot high, and he put a furnace over beside it, and he had everybody gathered together, and he was going to have the band there, and they were going to play all this music, and when everybody heard the music, they were supposed to fall down and worship this God that Nebuchadnezzar had made of himself. And if something happened, when the music played, there were three that went and bowed down, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that was in the group. It was told that they didn't bow down. Isn't it amazing that you always got some tattletales in the congregation? But they told the king, said, it's been brought to our attention that these men didn't bow down. And they were brought before Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, listen, I'm going to play the music one more time. I'm going to give you one more chance to bow down. And I love what they told Nebuchadnezzar. These boys said, listen, we're not careful in this matter. We're not careful to speak. In other words, they're going to talk about their God, and they weren't going to be careful about who they were talking to, or they weren't going to back off the message of God. That's what I want to see. I want to see that in somebody today that will not back off of the message of God and don't care who they're talking to, how high up they are. They won't bow down and cower down about the things of God. We got preachers in the pulpit today. They're cowered down and won't preach the truth. Shame on you. And God help you when you stand before them. You stand your ground and you preach your word without fear, without favor, or without compromise. Don't fear what man can do. Don't favor other people, and don't compromise. You preach the truth, and you preach it no matter who's out there. And that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They told this king, they said, listen, our God that we serve is able to deliver us, but if he don't, we still not going to bow down. Oh, I like that. I like that. I like somebody with some backbone. You go ahead and do what you got to do. Go ahead and throw me where you got to throw me. Go ahead and put me where you got to put me. God's able to deliver me, but if he don't, I'm still not going to bow down. Hey, if we die today, it's just goodbye world. Hello, Jesus. What are you going to hold over my head? Come on, church. You need to shout right there. And let me tell you something. There's two laws that no government and no man can change. One is a law of faith, and that is if you don't bow, you're not going to burn. Number two is a law of compromise. If you bow, you're going to burn. No power can destroy faith. I want you to know that. No power on earth can destroy faith in God. And I want you to remember those laws. The law of faith, if you don't bow, you won't burn. Law of compromise, if you bow, you're going to burn. And we're seeing that in our country today. They're compromising to please everybody. And our country is going up, maybe not in literal flames, but everything is being coming down in ashes. No jobs, no security. It's a mess going on. Nobody trusts anybody. We're being threatened by the terrorists. Let me tell you, you compromise, and honey, you're not going to stand. You're not going to, when the heat's put on you, you're going to crumble. When the heat's put on you, and that's exactly what's happening in America today. The heat's being put on them, and they're crumbling because they've compromised the word of God. God is one that made this nation. Faith in God's one that has brought us to this place. And if you deny God, you're going up in flames. You're going up in smoke. It's a warning going out to this country. God help us all that will turn back to God and his truth and stand for what's right. When the sound of music was made, they didn't bow, and they wouldn't burn. And let me tell you, and those that threw them in, the flames leached out and got them. The ones that threw him in, but the king got up and looked in the porthole, and he said, wait a minute, didn't we throw in three? I see four men in there, and the fourth one is likened to the Son of God. And let me tell you something. You just don't know. I don't think a church realizes today who that fourth man is. That fourth man that showed up in the flames was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that day when they wouldn't bow down and they wouldn't compromise. That was Jesus that showed up. It was the Son of God. And let me tell you, you just don't know who he is. Some people just don't know who that fourth man is. But I come by to tell you today who that fourth man is. And I want to just tell you some of the things. See, when he showed up, the flames had no effect on them. When he showed up, they came out. And because they wouldn't compromise, they were promoted in the land. And the king changed his commandment. But nobody called anybody worshiping any other god but Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. He would destroy them. And if you'll have a backbone and stand, the flames won't hurt you. If you'll have a backbone and stand, God will promote you. If you'll have a backbone and stand for God, let me tell you, you can change the laws of the land, and God can change the hearts of people, even in high authority, if you won't bow, and if you won't compromise, and if you won't back up on on the Word of God. You say, who is this fourth man? We're told about him all the way through God's precious Word. And I just want to tell you some of the things that this fourth man in the fire was. In Genesis, he's called the seed of woman. In Exodus, he's our Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's the judge and the lawgiver. In Ruth, he's our kinsman and redeemer. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. Let me tell you who this fourth man in the fire was. Let me tell you who the fourth man is. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he's our Mordecai. In Job, he's our day spring, he's our spring on high, and even our ever liveth redeemer. In Psalms, he is the Lord our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he's our lover and bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's the righteous branch. In Lamentation, he's the weeping prophet. In Ezra, he's the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fire. Let me tell you who this fourth man is. In Hosea, he's the faithful husband, even married to the backslider. In Joel, he's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's the mighty to save. In Jonah, he's a foreign missionary. In Malachi, he's the messenger and of beautiful feet. In Nahum, he's the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he's God's evangelist. In Zephaniah, he's our savior. In Haggai, he's restorer of God's heritage. In Zechariah, he's the fountain opened up to the house of David for sin and uncleanness. In Malachi, he's the son of righteousness, arising with healing in his wings. Let me tell you who this fourth man in the fire is. You may not know, but I'll come by to tell you. I'll come by to tell you who this fourth man is. In Matthew, he's the Messiah. In Mark, he's the wonder worker. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. In John, he's the Son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost. In Romans, he's our justifier. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he's our sanctifier. In Galatians, he's the redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he's the Christ of unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he's our supplier that will meet all of our need. In Colossians, he's the faithful Godhead bodily. In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's our soon coming king. Let me tell you who this fourth man in the fire is. If you don't know who's on your side, let me tell you who's on your side. If you know Jesus, he's on your side, and he's that fourth man. Let me tell you who he is. In 1st and 2nd Timothy, he's our mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our faithful pastor. In Philippians, he's our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he's a great physician. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he's the chief shepherd who shall appear with a crown of unfading glory. Let me tell you, in 1st and 2nd 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. In the book of Revelation, he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. Let me tell you who this fourth man in the fire is. You may not know who you have on your side. You may not know who you have standing with you, but I come to tell you who he is. He's the husband to the widow. He's the father to the orphan. He's those who have traveled in the dark night. He's the bright and morning star. Oh, let me tell you who this fourth man that showed up in the fire. Let me tell you who he is, who shows up when we need him. You need to know who he is. You need to know what he is. And you need to know he is faithful and he'll do whatever he said he was due. To those who walk through the lonesome valley, he's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the staff of life. He's honey in the rock. He's the rock in the weary land. He's the pearl of great price. He's the everlasting Father, and our government rests upon his shoulder. Oh, let me tell you who he is. He's Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Let me tell you who that fourth man in the fire is. He's Jesus, the Son of the living God. He is here, and he's wanting to fight for you. He's wanting to stand with you. He's wanting to be with you in the fire and through the flames. He'll be with you. He's the fourth man. He's Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He was Abraham's ram. He was Isaac's whales. He's Jacob's ladder. He's Judah's sepulcher. He's Balaam's shallow. He's Moses' rod. He's Elijah's mantle. He's Elisha's staff. He's Gideon's fleece. He's Samuel's horn of oil. He's David's slingshot. He's Hezekiah's sundial. He's Peter's shadow. He's Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons. He's Stephen's signs and wonders. He's John, the pearl of a white city. Let me tell you, people, you need to know who he is. You need to know who this fourth man in the fire is. Let me tell you, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked before that furnace, let me tell you something about it. They could feel the heat coming off of that furnace. They saw that the threat was real, and they felt the heat when they opened up the furnace, and they didn't know what was going to happen to them when they were bound up with ropes, and the biggest men of the kingdom came and tossed them into the furnace, and I see that today. Oh, the devil's calling out his big boys, wanting to throw God's people in a furnace, but let me tell you, big boys, you better watch out. Those big boys took them to the furnace, but they never made it back home, because the fire that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were spared from come out and got the big boys. Oh, let me tell you, devil, you send out who you want to send, but God is greater. Oh, God is powerful, because we have the fourth man showing up for us today. He's God's. Oh, he's God in flesh. He's the Son of the living God. He is our Redeemer. And when they come out and they toss him into that furnace, that burning furnace, because they wouldn't compromise, and because they wouldn't back off the word of God, the flames had no hold on them. And when Nebuchadnezzar come up, he looked and he said, oh, we throw in three. Behold, there's another one in there, and he's likened to the Son of God. People of this world today, they need to get a glimpse of Jesus. I'm tired of dealing with Christians that the least little trial and the least little trouble comes their way. They want to pack it up and run back home and give up. But I want to see somebody with some backbone that'll stand up in the face of a furnace, that'll stand up in the face of a fire and say, do what you gotta do, big king. Do what you gotta do, big boys. But I'm not gonna compromise. I'm not gonna deny my God. I'm not gonna coexist with lying devils. But I'm gonna stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one way into God the Father, and his name is Jesus. You caught other kingdoms and you drug their gods, but you never caught a hold of the real God. And you don't mess with God Almighty, and you don't mess with his children. And even like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he's able to deliver us. But if he don't, we're still not going to bow down. We're not going to compromise. But God showed up just in time. That fourth man in the fire showed up. And when he showed up, the Bible says that they were loosed in the fire, and they were praising their God. And when they came out, the fire had no effect on them whatsoever. It didn't even singe the hair on their head. The Bible says that the clothes didn't even smell like smoke. Oh, I like it when God messes with the devil. He let his boys come out. Three boys that wasn't bowed down. Three boys. Is there three boys? Wherever this CD, wherever this radio broadcast, broadcast is going out, wherever this church is, it three people that'll stand up. Can I get a witness? Can three of you write me and tell me, Blonnie, I'm standing with you. And if you stand and I stand and somebody else stand, that'll be three. Let me tell you, same number that showed up against the whole nation, same number that showed up against a big mighty false god. They stood and God delivered them. Can I get a witness? Can somebody write me and give me a witness? Hey, Blonnie, I'm going to stand with you. Come on, church, wake up. It's time we stood. It's time we make a stand for God, because our time is running out. Jesus is getting ready to come back. I talked to a group the other day. They're all up arguing in the church because this little thing won't work right, and this little thing won't work right, and people are dying on the outside going to hell, and you arguing about the carpet in the church. Shame on you. Rip the stuff out. Take your pews out. Take your air conditioning out. Find your tent somewhere. Get out where you can worship your God. If these things are going to keep you from serving God, maybe these things need to leave your life. Don't think it can't happen. It can happen in a heartbeat and a breath. You better appreciate what God has given you. You better thank God that you still live in a nation where you can preach the word. You better stand for God while the standing is good. And as a friend of mine would always say, if you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. These boys, oh, they were so glad when they were put into that flames that they had that fourth man. And the same one that was with them is with me and is with you if you've made him your Savior. And at the end, and when it was all said and done, Nebuchadnezzar said this. He said, there's no other God like their God. There's no other God like that God. Let me tell you something. You can change the testimony of this dying and this world. In that 29th verse, it said at the bottom, it said, because there is no God that can deliver after this sort. You need to this heathen king. He had a change of mind. He spoke something that Christians want him to say today. He said, there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. There's no other God, honey, that can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody will treat you like Jesus. Nobody will love you like Jesus. Nobody can deliver you like Jesus. Nobody will stay with you like Jesus. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He's with you when the times are good, but he's also with you when the furnace is hot. He's with you when all hell sails against you, but he's also with you when you can eat bread without scarceness. We need to bless his name. We need to praise him. We need to stand in the gap for our country. Our country needs a revival, but it's got to start with you, Shadrach. It's got to start with you, Meshach. It's got to start with you, Abednego. It's got to start with you, John. It's got to start with you, Becky. It's got to start with you, Elizabeth. It's got to start with you, Todd. It's got to start with you, James. I'm calling your name today. Can you stand? Can you say, listen, I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to bow. I'm not compromising the word of God. I'm believing God's word. And there was a revival in the land, and God promoted his people. Do you want a promotion? Do you want a promotion? I asked that question in the church one night. I said, does anybody in here want a promotion? And it was only one man in the whole church that raised his hand. And you know what? Before he got back home off a revival, his wife called him and said, something strange has happened. I just looked online at your paycheck, and for some unknown reason, you just got a promotion. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God will, you say, well, the economy's bad. It may be bad in the city and state you're in, but honey, it ain't bad in heaven. They got streets of gold up there. God can let some of the pavement fall your way if it need be. God will promote you. The only thing you and I have to do is make the stand. Don't back up. Don't quit. Don't give up. Stand your ground. No matter how high the statutes are, no matter what the laws of the land are, I'm all for obeying the laws of the land. But when it comes to denying my God, that's where I gotta draw the line. You see, God first, my country and my family. I love my family. I love my country. We have a wonderful country. We need to pray for America. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for the churches. We need missionaries right here in the United States. We've got young people. It's worse now than it's ever been in our country. They are strung out on drugs. The government, the law can't do nothing with them. They don't want you to give them a preach to them in school. They don't want a Bible, but they want you to bring them one in the jail. Come on, church, wake up. We need to get out. I just talked to somebody in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was two teenagers that wanted to go to the river and get baptized, and they asked this guy to take them to the river and get baptized, and in just a matter of one evening, there were 85 people showed up by the riverbank to see these teenagers get saved, that got saved, get baptized. Let me tell you something. If two teenagers can draw 85 people on the side of a river in Arkansas, what can you do if you'll make a stand? People are just wanting to see somebody that'll stand and say, I love Jesus. The people are just wanting to see somebody that's not going to compromise. Can you do that today? Can you make a stand? Will you agree with me? They say, Blondie, we're going to make a stand. We're going to stand. You know, you may not can go in the highways and byways. You may not can make a radio broadcast. You may not can travel across the land. You may not have great, but you know what? You can pray. You can pray for those that are preaching. You can pray for your church. You need to pray for your country. You need to pray for our president. You need to pray for the leaders of our land. We all can do that. There is no power like the power of prayer. There is power in prayer. God will turn the tide if we. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and they'll turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. You see, we got to confess that we have sinned. We got to confess that we've done wrong, and we've got to turn from our wicked ways, and the Lord will come down, and that fourth man in the fire will show up. Some of y'all need that today. You needed to show up in your hospital room. Some of you boys and girls, you needed to show up in that jail cell, in that prison cell where you are. I want to tell you, children, God hadn't left you down there by yourself. He'll be with you. He'll show up no matter what you're facing. He'll be with you. He'll carry you through it, and he'll make a way. Oh, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Don't let the... See, if the devil can make you afraid, he can make you believe his lie. Let me tell you that again. If the devil can make you afraid, he can make you believe his lie. And I pray that our country does not fall into that category. Don't be afraid, because if you do, you're going to believe the devil's lie. And the first thing you know, he's going to run over top of you, and you're going to be in a flame you can't get out of. But if you won't compromise, and you'll stand for the Word of God, he'll carry you through it, and he'll bless you. Do you believe it today? I pray you do. Visit with me at truckingforjesus.org. Write me a letter and say, Blondie, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to stand with you in faith, and we're going to see a revival in our land and our country before it's too late. God bless you. I want to thank you for listening. All of you that pray for me, all of you that stand with me, I appreciate it, and I love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, write me, and I promise you I'll pray for you. God bless you, and thank you again for tuning in to Truckin' for Jesus broadcast, Chaplain Blondie Gregory. Have a marvelous day in Jesus.